Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when our good friend Tim Berry is joining us. Tim is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software, the makers of Business Plan Pro. A live plan now, I think, is the big direction. And he is the galactic guru of business planning. He's our good friend, Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always happy to be with you.
Good to have you back. Hey, Tim, bootstrapping is a term people use when they talk about startups, when they talk about small businesses. But I'm not sure people really know what that is. I bootstrapped. I know you bootstrapped. I've heard the story. But I want you to define for the audience what you think bootstrapping means.
It's funny sometimes how you define a term by what it isn't. But bootstrapping is not going out and getting investors to put money into your startup business and own a portion of it. Bootstrapping is essentially doing it by yourself with the resources that are available to you, taking all the risk and ending up building a business that you own if you're successful and nobody else does.
So if you got two nickels to rub together, you rub them together enough, they make 11 cents over a period of a month, and in a year it's grown to 15 cents. And in 5 years, it grows to $5. I mean, I'm being a little facetious here, but basically, you know, when I started my business back in 89, Tim, I had a Macintosh computer, I had a laser printer, and I had an office. I had an office in my home, and I had background. I had essentially no capital and to speak of. And I had enough capital to buy paper and ink. I created business cards and a little brochure, and I went out and knocked on doors, and I sold my services. And literally
started
from there.
And the capital you actually had, you did have capital in a way. You had yourself, your experience, and what you were selling, which was...
And the computer. I had the computer and the printer. The equipment, that's capital. No, you're right. I didn't have nothing. But I didn't have, if somebody had said, okay, here's this big project, I wouldn't have had the money to mount that project. But little by little, day by day, I one thing you got to do if you're going to bootstrap, you can't spend the money you make, can you?
You can't spend money to make money, right? You have to make the money before you spend it, which is very, very important in bootstrapping. And as we look around us, and I'm sure you had the same experience, there is an infinity of people who come up with ideas how you can spend money you don't have to make money that you would have only if you spent the money you don't have.
Right.
This direct mail campaign, this marketing campaign, this advertising campaign, this, that, and the next thing, and here's how to get your leads. And it's always about spend the money now, and it will generate more money later. And, of course, the bootstrapper doesn't have that luxury. The bootstrapper has to focus and doesn't have the money to spend to build more, so you have to do it on the basis of selling something that people want that you can generate. Most bootstrappers are services.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. As I was, and even though you had a product, it was a service type product. But the thing is that if you're going to bootstrap, you got to be disciplined. You got to be very comfortable with the concept of deferred gratification, don't you?
Oh yeah, you have to run the cash flow so carefully and focus so carefully, because as entrepreneurs, we all want to do everything and please everybody, because that's the nature mm-hmm. of being an entrepreneur and building a business. And if you don't have extra money to spend or somebody else's money to spend, mm-hmm. then you also don't have the luxury of trying to please everybody. You have to focus first on what generates the money to make the payroll tomorrow and
that's
to
right.
pay the rent tomorrow.
And over time, then you grow your business and you'll be a disciplined operator. But it does take time. Bootstrapping is not a sprint. It's a marathon. It could take years. It took me years.
Probably slower growth, but you own it yourself.
That's exactly right. That's what I mean, folks, when I say the great thing about being a small business owner is your opportunities and your mistakes belong to you. Tim Berry and I will be right back. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.